What was that?
Mine's just kind of wonky on mine.
All right, well, I don't like ending the episodes without ending the episode.
Oh, they ended it. It cut off. We had a week. I don't know. I'm trying to see my end. It's not.
Is there like a time limit?
No. I think it's connected.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, sorry, guys. We're going to turn this into episode 3, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to we back out and come back in. I want to see because something is not showing up on my end.
So, wait, I have to join the next one you sent?
Yeah. Back out and come back in.
All right.
Technical difficulty, ladies and gentlemen. We're new to this. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back at part 3. Sorry, we had technical difficulty. We got cut off. It is our connection. We try to get better connection as we go further. But welcome back. This is the first episode. You'll get used to it. What do you want? We don't know. But leave. So I think this might be the final part, you know what I'm saying, 30 parts, you know what I'm saying? So we are going to kind of talk about some more points, and then we're going to wrap it all up. But, yep, we covered that. So, all in all, we need to, first of all, we need to teach our kids right from wrong. And it's not about, I won't say this. I will never, ever teach my kids to, you have to address them as this pronoun. And you have to ask them, what's your pronoun? And no, fuck that. But if you are born with a penis, you are a man. If you're born with a vagina, you are a woman. You can say, hey, I feel like this. I feel like a king. I feel like a king. That don't make me a king. I'm not a king, dude. I'm just a regular dude. I'm a regular man. I'm not a king. I have to work. Yeah, I feel like a speedster. You know, the flag. I feel like a speedster, man. I want to run through the speed work. Put my hand to my chest. But that don't make me a speedster. Don't make me a fictional character. Because I identify as the Flash. But I'm not the Flash. So it's like, you can't say, I identify as this. So I'm that. No, you're not. You're born XX and XY chromosomes. You can change your genders. So I'm going to tell my kids, there's two genders. There's two genders, a male and a female. But there are people who believe there are more. Now, if they get offended by you addressing them a certain way, that's their problem. You address them as what you think they are. If you see a man, you're a man. If you see a woman, you're a woman. It's not your job to depict whether or not they have a penis under there or a vagina when they were born. That's not your job. Your job is to say hello and goodbye. How are you doing today? Be respectful and keep it clean. As long as you don't say, oh, what's a faggot? No. That's wrong. Now, if you're going out blatantly disrespecting them, okay, that's a problem. But if you like to say, hey, man, oh, I'm not a ma'am. What the fuck, dude? It's ma'am. Sir, Robitussin, he'll help you. Like, I'm like, don't blame me or call the police on me and say I raped you. And I don't know what you're going to do. I'm scared. Are you going to punch me or accuse me of something? I don't know. And that's a joke that people don't understand. But it's like, if you are are strong as me and you're not a bodybuilder, you're a man. Like, literally, I don't know any woman that's born with the ability to kick my ass unless you train or you're a bodybuilder. Like, if you're Ronda Rousey, okay, yeah, I would like you to kick my ass, you know? We're adults here. But, that is like, we need to teach our kids to write. Same boy, girl. Okay, boy likes girl, girl likes boy. If boy likes boy, that's okay. If girl likes girl, that's okay too. But if you don't want to accept that, then that's your prerogative. Just don't be disrespectful. Just keep it respectful. Like, okay, you may be that, but I don't like that. Me personally, I don't like that. But I respect, when I'm around you, I'm gonna respect you. But when I'm not around you, then that's just me. You know what I'm saying? So when we're around you, we'll be respectful. We'll keep it respectful. We'll say, okay, cool, that's nice. But I won't entertain it, you know? And that's what we need to do. Instead of saying, you're going to like it because I'm gay. You're going to accept me and I'm a woman because I feel like that. You're going to accept me. If you don't, you're shit. Isn't that just a straight relationship with existence? We should start doing, instead of sex changes, if you want to be a girl, wear heels, wear dresses, be pretty. You want to be a guy, wear ball shorts, wear saggy pants, play football with the guys. You know? Be a guy. Don't chop your dick off, my man. Your dick is the best organ in your body. You know why? Because we can work with it. Because, like, literally, once they have that sex change, which, if they do, whew. And what? I think if you want to have a dick, wear a dildo all the time. There you go. Wait, that's it. Oh God. I have a comment about, but damn man, you a little bit louder, won't you? Doritos. My grandma used to do that. Well, speak about the dildo situation. We're gonna wrap it up soon, but lesbians. Can we talk about the lesbians for a second? Is that all right, everyone? You know, I love lesbians as much as the next guy. I can't get enough of them. But you like women. Why do you need to use dildos? Different variations of them, might I add. It's a dick. You don't like dudes, but you use the male's organs to have sex with your female counterpart. Just fuck a guy, please. You like guys. You say, I hate men, but I'm going to use a penis to fuck my girlfriend. That's kind of the most, I understand some women, why they don't like men, they don't want to be with a woman, but don't use a dildo. Use the vagina that you want. You know, you want a woman, so use her vagina to have sex. Don't use a penis to have sex with your girlfriend, because if you want to have, use a penis, just use a penis from a man that you hate so much. Yes, sir. Let's hear it. All right, this is the risk. Come on, lay it out. Remember, there's no judgment here. Everyone is entitled to their opinions. Let's go. All right, Red, I need you to have sex change and tell me how it is. All right, there you go. Is it that small? But how do we know we're getting off? Because some women fake their orgasms. So it's kind of confusing. Some women think they're orgasms. So how do we know when it's a good orgasm and a bad one? Y'all just, sometimes we can't tell the difference. Said some of us. Exposed. But isn't that the fake orgasm? If you just want to get over with, like, isn't the real orgasm the ones that take time, and, you know, and you have to work for it? See, I'm a quick fuck. I don't fuck long unless we're on a honeymoon. We're having quick sex. Okay, we're gonna get in and out in record time. I don't know. I don't know, because I don't think having sex for a long time is necessary, unless, of course, it's the honeymoon or we're trying to have a baby. You know, because I don't know what to do at a certain point. After 10 minutes, I'm lost. You're going to do all the work. I'm just going to be here trying to follow your lead, because I got 13 moves, and after I use those moves, yep, we're lost. I need a map to find my way back. Okay, that's I need a game plan going into sex, like long-term sex. I need a game plan. And at a certain point, I'm out of place. What am I going to do? So, that's why I get in there and get out, because it's quick, it's easy, and we can literally, go rounds and not have one long-ass session. And that's how I see it. That's me. You know what I'm saying? I would never be a long fucker unless it's honeymoon or we're trying to make a baby. No, we're getting to the good part. I have more questions. I got more questions. You can't, come on. But it's like, you know, so it's like, is it with the right woman to have long sex? So do you believe You can tell. So is it? So is it? Is it like? Okay. So do you believe that a man should do all the work, or a woman to do her part? More as like she has some moves she wants to do too. Or does the man have to do all the positions and put her in her position and stuff like that? Okay. Oh, I was not ready for that. So okay. Give me okay. What percentage? How much work do you do, percentage wise? Okay. So when you did, in your memory, do you remember you doing all the work or majority of the work? Well, I believe if we're that whatever happens, happens. See, and also I do believe this is a firm belief of mine. Foreplay is not needed, but head is mandatory. I'm a firm believer that foreplay is not needed, but head is mandatory. For both men and women. Head is But that's kind of weird though. I get it, but that's kind of weird. But like cause like, what if you do the same play more than once? It kind of get overplayed, and it's like at a certain point you run out of things to rope through. Yes, like we've already done this before. I'm saying, what's so new about this? Unless you both like doing that foreplay, it kind of gets to the point because it's like you got to find new things to do, and for some reason when you're eating ice and like that popped in my head for some reason. So that's kind of weird. Also, what is your take on candles being used? I like rough sex. I don't mind getting whooped, but if a female ever drips fucking wax on me, she will get punched in the face. We talked about it earlier, but I don't condone abuse, but she will get punched in the face if she drops wax on me, I swear to God. Now that is assault, and I will defend myself. You will get the quickest uppercut in the world. You'll go to sleep, and when you wake up, you'll have a very, understanding of what not to do. I'm sorry. That's just, okay, chains, handcuffs, whips, those things are okay. Even nipple clamps. I would never put nipple clamps on myself, but I will use them on her, but it's like, wax is like a no-no for me. That and like, those ball chains, like they put your like, I don't know how to explain it. You know cock and ball torture, right? You know cock and ball torture? Torture, cock and ball torture. Yeah, so those type of equipments you use for cock and ball torture, those in hot wax, if you no, those are no-nos for me. we need to put an age restriction on these things. I just remember that. Yeah. We had a whole conversation about that like a couple months ago too. It's crazy. Hey, it's just a pleasure. That wasn't a part of the act. It just happened. I'm trying to salvage his memory. See, that's one thing I will never do. I will cut a body part off. I will literally hurt. I'll cut other people's body parts off. But I can't cut my own dick off. What? I won't eat them. I'll just dismember them. Okay, listen. I'm a firm believer of we're all gonna die, so I'm just helping speed up the process. So I don't have a problem killing someone. But when I don't want to hurt my own balls or anything like that. That those things are the most painful part of a man's body. So I want to protect myself. Yes, you can torture me. Just leave my balls alone. Leave my boys alone. Okay. Leave my reproduction organs alone. You can cut my head off. You can tear my organs out. Just leave my friends alone. Okay. The three of them, they've been with me my entire life. I need them. They're my friends. Listen, I'm just saying, like I will literally let you torture me with whatever you want. Use the wax. Okay, but just don't touch my nether region, please. Thank you. You can do butt stuff. I hate butt stuff, but you can even use butt stuff on me. But just don't touch my nether region. You can put it in the butt, but not the balls. Thank you. I'm not saying that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying that's my kink. I know. But I'm saying if I had a choice, you use my butt. It's gay if you think that it's gay. Exactly. It's only gay if you make it gay. All right, let's go. Fuck her up. No, see, this thing. It's not gay if it's the homies. If you homies, it ain't gay. It's just we're not homosexual. We're homosexual. It's a difference. If it's my boys, no, because I've probably already seen it. I mean, what? No, but it's like we're the boys. See, listen. It's different because when we're friends, all right, no, we're not gonna do it. When we say we're boys and we're homies, that's a whole nother level of friendship. See, I'm gonna be okay with my friends. I'm not gonna be there for you, but I'm cool with you. But if you're my boy, all right, we can talk about some shit. And if you're my homie, I will murder someone for you. So it's like it's levels of friendship. You know what I'm saying? So we're homies. If I see your dick, I'm gonna compliment your dick. Okay. If you're my boy, I might compliment your dick, or I might make fun of it. And if you're my friend, if you show me your dick, I'm going to fight you. That's how it is. I will murder someone and play with their dick. I mean, what? It's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. But no, well, not really, but it is a joke. But it's like, see, for females, I think I'm gonna say this is me. I think females are the gayest at times because if some females get drunk to a certain point, y'all instantly turn to lesbians. Like I don't understand. Like y'all can get drunk and start making out with each other, and then y'all have a whole fucking orgy. But when the guys just come each other's dicks, we're gay. Y'all just made out for 30 minutes, and y'all have boyfriends. What does that make you do? You know, but like when it's kind of weird because like we can compliment each other and you know say in very sensual ways, and people say weird stuff about us. Yeah, Like, y'all can literally start making out and having sex right in front of us, and no one would bat an eye. It would, we would just enjoy the show. But yet, you two are straight as ever. But then, if I give my boy a kiss on the cheek, I'm gay? No. Yeah, come on. So I believe females should stop getting drunk and having sex with their friends. That's a conversation for another day. Trust me, I have so much to say on that one. But definitely, women, some women think that they have the freedom, even when they're in relationships, they think they have all the freedom in the world, and the man is just tied down, and you have to wait for me to stop having my fun, and then I'll think about coming home. Because if a woman stays up all night partying, don't worry, God knows, the man can never say or get upset, like, where you been? He's controlling, he's manipulating. But if a man says 20 minutes past his fucking curfew, I'm a grown ass man. Why do I have curfew? But if it's 20 minutes past 12, she blow him his phone like 30 times. He walks in the house in the morning. Oh, he's getting ridiculed. Shit's getting thrown at him. He's getting punched in the side of his face. Like, what? I didn't, like, no. You're manipulative. You're controlling. You're abusive. But no one's going to say shit about that, you know? But it's like, women, accountability. You need to take it. Men, too. I ain't saying we're not wrong too. We need to learn to stop being hoes because some men are hoes, and women stop being all of that. Well, yeah, you tell me at work today. So. I'm that guy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for joining the first episode of Risky Conversations. I don't know what we're going to title this. But this is part 3 of episode 1. Different episode. Yeah, so anything you want to say before we close out? Smoke a blunt. I can see that being teacher. These can be brand new. These can be t-shirts. Keep these ideas. Write these down. They can be t-shirts. Yeah, but definitely we have Twitter accounts, Instagram accounts coming soon, maybe TikTok. Don't worry, we have other things going. We're going to have other guests. Thank you for being our first special guest, Sasha. Oh, my God. That'll be lovely. That'll be lovely. We love you. We love having you here. So thank you all for tuning in. Always welcome. Of course, if you liked this form of podcasting, leave a like. Thank you very much if you can. And move indoors. And then and share. I have been your host, Titan. That's my co-host, Red. And we're going to have more co-hosts and other hosts. Also, next time, Red, your host, next episode. That's going to be fun. So we have more conversations, different conversations coming to y'all. It's been quick. If it got a little echoey, that's because I'm walking. Yep, so we're trying to figure out a schedule when we're going to drop another episode. So stay tuned. Spotify, thank you. Of course, this is the first of many episodes of more Risky Conversations coming. And again, if you don't like it, you don't have to like it. If you love it, share it. Spread the word because we're getting as risky can be. And of course, we do not discriminate. We do not hate each other. We're all entitled to our own opinions, and so are you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless everyone. And also, leave the kids alone. They're children. Thank you. FYI. Leave them kids alone. Oh, wait, I want to hit 30 minutes for this one. So okay, we have a minute and 10. We have a minute and 10 seconds. Okay, we have 1 minute. They rob banks, ladies and gentlemen. The Bonnie and Clyde. I want a cat. Well, I actually have a cat in my apartment, but it's not my cat. Huh? Yeah. Welcome to America. Well, this has been awesome. Well, I'm gonna be stuck here for another 7 hours. So yay! I'm gonna figure out what the title of these episodes, stuff like that. But we have 9 seconds, so thank you so much, and we'll see you all in the next Risky Conversation. It's been real. Yeah. Okay. Keep it risky. All right, 3, 2, good night. Peace. We needed a new outro. Hey, got done. All right. Okay. First episode was 25 seconds, 25 minutes, or 14 minutes long, sir. How do I do it? We can do a poll. Okay, engage your audience by creating a poll. Okay. Oh wait, no, they have Q&A. We do have Q&A first. People can definitely do that. Okay, so how do I Okay, update. Okay. What should we call it? Yes. You hear me? Hey. You hear me? Yeah. Oh, hold up. How about now? You hear me now? Hey, you hear me? Hold up, let me do it. You're running. Yeah, my man.